It's a time and a situation where we actually need to look after ourselves. And with myself being a diabetic, myself was listening to Dr. Ryan Noakes having a chat to Africa Milani yesterday morning about, the different levels of exactly sort of risk categories and additional morbidity and stuff like that. And I find myself in that particular situation being diabetic that I have to be extra careful. And with COVID-19 still a threat and the flu and other bugs lurking, it's important that we keep our immune systems strong at all costs so that it can sort of mount a strong defense to keep us from getting sick. And feeding your body certain foods may help your immune system stay strong. And to be clear, just eating the right diet won't necessarily make you immune to the coronavirus. You should still stick to with the latest recommendations for your area, staying indoors, wearing a face mask when you're going out, avoiding close contact with others. But during this pandemic, we need all the help that we can get. And Dr. Adrian Morris runs 3 allergy clinics and works as a physician in allergy and immunology. And he joins me on the line now to chat on how we can best treat ourselves and our bodies during the lockdown period, which will in turn support our immune system, our hormone levels, as well as our sleep patterns. And if you've got any questions about allergies, and how to cope with those allergies during COVID-19, or how to boost your immune system, you can give us a call on 021-446-0567 and send us a voice note to 072-567-1567. And we'll ask Dr. Morris to possibly answer those questions. Dr. Morris, a very good evening to you and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Zane, and thank you for having me on the show.
I learned when I was diagnosed with diabetes a few years ago, that it is important that diet, and I must admit, and I'm shameful to say so, that during this particular period of 5 or 6 weeks that we've been down, I've actually gained a couple of kilos, which is not that good. But I think everybody else out there has also gained a kilo or two. Why should we focus on a better diet? And, what is the reasoning behind that, Dr. Morris?
Well, we want to be healthy during this period of lockdown when we have the risk of developing the COVID-19 virus illness. So it's very important that we eat sensibly. The diet's not going to actually protect you, but if you have a good, sensible diet that contains certain vitamins and minerals, then at least you've got a more of a fighting chance. As you say, people like you with diabetes, you do have a greater risk. And so do hypertensives, and also people who are overweight. They run a greater risk of developing a more severe reaction to this COVID virus because our bodies attack the virus and release cytokines, and this thing called a cytokine storm develops. And this is the bad part of it that affects the lungs, the airways, and the rest of our body. So we've got to be really careful and make sure we get plenty of exercise. Don't smoke and don't drink too much alcohol. Get plenty of sleep and then have a good, sensible diet.
Yeah, and people normally complain about allergies when it comes to autumn and when it goes into spring also. So is it common to get allergies over this time? And could the stress of the lockdown make someone break out in hives or a rash or something like that?
You're absolutely right, because you do get hives and urticaria from stress. It's now approaching the autumn and early winter, so there's likely to be the annual flu virus around as well, and a lot of mold, and that can cause asthmatic symptoms at this time of the year and respiratory symptoms. So people might even confuse these with COVID and so cause extra anxiety. And it's probably a good idea to have the flu vaccination to protect you, particularly this year when we've got the COVID virus around as well, and then to have plenty of good nutritious food that contains things like vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and trace elements. We don't need to take masses of expensive supplements, because there are a lot of controversial supplements out there that probably don't have any benefits. So a good healthy diet is the important thing.
Doctor, the thing is actually is that, the best strategy at this point in time when you are sort of working from home, or you are off from work because obviously there's no way that you're going to go back to work pretty soon, is actually twofold. The first of all is to prevent any kind of infection. And then, of course, the second thing is strengthening the immune system. What are the tips that you can give us to sort of boost our immune habits? And what can you recommend to patients to boost that immune system or theirs?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, exercise, and now that we're allowed to walk and exercise early in the morning, although in Cape Town it's still dark until about 7 o'clock in the morning, you're more likely to injure yourself falling over. But exercise is important, natural sunshine, and then good sleep, a good sleep pattern. Try and reduce anxiety. Don't stimulate yourself before you go to bed by reading and having too much social media and that sort of thing. And the people who really need to watch out are those who are on cortisone or on some immunosuppressant drug or if they're on cancer chemotherapy. They need to be extra vigilant. And then we do have a huge population that has HIV and TB, so they're also vulnerable. So we all need to be very careful, but particularly those groups that have other comorbidities, as we call it, they're more at risk for developing a more severe form of this COVID virus. Because as you know, some people just have very mild symptoms and others have severe life-threatening symptoms.
Yeah. I know that a number of people sort of are very fond of garlic and ginger and turmeric and blueberries and broccoli and these things. But what are your thoughts on supplements, consuming zinc, vitamin B, additional iron tablets and sort of pumping up on vitamin C, especially now going into the flu season?
Yeah, there's no strong science behind it saying that these things are essential, they make a big difference. But they're certainly not going to do you any harm to have extra vitamin C, citrus fruits and bell peppers and zinc, which probably be in shellfish. And then garlic and ginger, although there's no strong science to say that they make much difference, I can't see any harm in taking these things and turmeric and green vegetables and almonds for vitamin E and that sort of thing. But try and eat healthily. I wouldn't waste too much money on supplements that purport to be the cure-all, because there's no real silver bullet that one thing's going to make any huge difference. I think it's a whole lifestyle.
Yeah. Chatting this evening to Dr. Adrian Morris and how to boost your immune system while waiting for a vaccine and just strengthening your body. Doc, should we be consuming any probiotics at this time, or isn't it necessary at all?
Probiotics are always good, particularly the Acidophilus strains or bifidobacteria. They stimulate gut immunity. So at this time, probably a good idea to take a probiotic supplement. I know from the allergy point of view, it does help children with eczema. And generally speaking, it stimulates normal immune responses. So yes, I would say take a good probiotic at the moment.
Chatting this evening to Dr. Adrian Morris about how to boost your immune system. Doc, thank you so much. And the doctor is a physician in allergy and immunology. And if you've got any tips on how to boost your immune system and what you've been using to boost your immune system, whether it's on a natural basis or whether it's supplements, give us a call, 021-446-0567, and on the WhatsApp line, 0725671567.